Good morning, dear listeners. James here. I'm just catching up, to be honest. The new version of Audioboo plopped its way into my onto my Android phone, and I'm wondering if it's any better. My dear Tweep, Fran has been suffering, unfortunately, with her version. It's something of a challenge to be able to do Audioboos in Android, but we will get there. I'm going to continue persevering anyway. There's been quite a few conversations in our social circle. You see, it's all about circles now, you know, about productivity tools. I didn't really get involved because computers were built for man, not man for computers. And I haven't yet found the thing that makes me adapt to my workflow. I don't want my workflow changed by other things. So I don't want to have to sort of have to do anything. That said, much like Simon and I believe Ruth, it's pen and paper all the way, really. If I have any tips at all, it's find the perfect notepad for you. And I have that in the form of, our previous office manager or workshop manager had the idea of getting some giant post-it notes, so kind of just under A5 size, possibly A6, I don't know, I'll have to measure, with a sticky back on it with our department logo on it, so that if a fault got fixed in the studio or something, they'd be able to write down, you know, this was fixed, or this has been logged, we're working on it, or this piece of equipment has been taken away. Not broadly taken up, but as a consequence, there are these stacks and stacks of giant post-it notes lying around, and they are perfect for taking into meetings, because those, otherwise it's about the same size as a spiral bound notebook, but being all wonky handed, my hand rubs against the spiral bit at the top of the notepad and gets in my way and annoys me. And of course you don't have that with pads. And the other thing I would say is get yourself the best pen you can. I've got a Pilot V5, which I absolutely love. In fact, they do come in purple as well, which is my favourite colour. And it really looks nice as well, and I can organise myself with little bullet points and arrows and doodles. And I was looking into kind of alternatives, where you could perhaps get a stylus for an Android or something like that. And I have been in a meeting with a guy who has an iPad and a stylus and does his notes like that. Except it's still a little bit like, what am I thinking of? Not Magna Doodle or the other one. The one you're calling out, but I can't remember. It's Etch-a-Sketch. But the resolution just still isn't there, and there's always a delay. But with a pen, you're right there. And I don't think, there's no alternative to pen and paper. Now, of course, I could scan it in or take a photo of it or even type it up, but typing it up is quite tough because you do have lines and arrows and colours and doodles and all that stuff. That's the second taxi driver I've seen today. It's a new breed of taxi drivers. Women, you see, that's so much more organised. Sorry, easily distracted. So yes, however, for my day-to-day stuff at home, I'm using something on the Android phone called Astrid Tasks, which is a silly little application. It does all the things you'd expect. You can prioritise, you can put due dates, you can do recurring tasks, you can add notes. I had one on the iPod Touch called Errands, which is really good. I very much recommend it, especially since it's free. And that does all those things as well, pops up with reminders. Doesn't integrate with Google Calendar, but I think it does integrate with either Remember the Milk or the other one that I can't remember. One of these getting things done application. But Astrid has got this little ghost character. Looks like a Pac-Man ghost that pops up saying, haven't you done this yet? And either says, go away or snooze. And it comes with a little aphorism saying, you'll feel better if you do it, or something like that. Which is, at the moment, still quite whimsical and amusing. But that's it for me. They are the things that tend to work. And of course, I also use my inbox at work as well. I don't religiously, but I tend to keep almost every single email I get because you never know when you might need to go back on it. I am kind of a pack rat in that respect. Although we all know that certain bulletins, when they come in, you don't really need to know about them, and you'll never go back to them, but who knows. But of course, it's sorting them into a folder structure that makes logical sense, or having a reasonable search system so it doesn't take too long to do. They're the challenges, but you know, we'll get there in the end. Yeah, we better check the time, because I've been banging on about organisational systems for far too long. I was going to talk about all sorts of other things. I'm only about halfway through, so that's fine. Google Plus. Thank you very much to Ruth for the tip about Sparks. That's not on the mobile app yet, and I think that's pretty much what one of the main, well, apart from people, because they're simply, my social circle, my circles aren't particularly big at the moment. That's the thing that I find most missing about Google Plus, in that I very much like the little searches you can do in Twitter to find out about television programmes you're watching, or local area, or Radio 4, or, you know, you can look for searches on particular subjects and hashtags and get posts about them. Now, if Google can do the same sort of thing, then I think that will... I've met so many really interesting people on Twitter from regular posts in different type of subject matters, and if they can categorise it in that way, that would be really cool. So yeah, there's potential there, but, and it looks nice. I haven't tried the hanging out thing because I haven't really had the chance. Is it hanging out? And there's also a thing called a huddle, which is like a quick direct message kind of thing, like chat. I guess it's like Google Chat for multiple people. And I also haven't done something else, but I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's just gone from my brain. What I have done though is yesterday evening we cancelled our Sky subscription. And it was an interesting thing, because it's something we've been meaning to do for ages, because we have Virgin Media Internet anyway, and we have sort of the very basic television package. We're not voracious television watchers, and we do tend to watch the BBC more than anything else. But the old Sky box we had is a box and a standard definition one. In fact, it's unbelievably unreliable. It was, our Sky box went wrong a few years ago, and they replaced it with one they obviously had sitting in a warehouse, the lowest of the low, big, clunky, great big box, which has several known faults, including overheating and displaying subtitles up in the wrong order. It's a Goodman's box. And we're paying like something like 25 quid a month for the privilege of stations that we really don't, you know, loads, thousands of stations that we don't even watch. And we'll tend to watch BBC and ITV, maybe of Nickelodeon, because of Phineas and Ferb is brilliant. But Discovery Channel, I think, we will probably need to upgrade our... if we wanted to watch some science and kind of knowledge stuff, we probably need to upgrade our Virgin Media package. But all it'll take is to move the Virgin Media box upstairs, because at the moment it's in our guest room, and we're all right. And then we can use the old Sky box with an expired subscription card, and I counted up yesterday, you can get 108 television stations just like that. You don't even need to pay for them, so we can put that in the guest room and for the win. And in fact, what I might do is I might persuade Virgin to give us an HD box, so we can come scudding gently into the 21st century. Anyway, as I approach the office, you can hear the amount of traffic, although there are loads of cyclists on the road as well, and you can't hear them so much. Or maybe you can. Oh dear. Fire, do not cross. Well, that's handy. Where am I? Oh, I don't know where I am now. Yes, I've been extremely busy at work. It's been really full on. And I think it's because it's holiday season as well. We have plenty of work to do and fewer people to do it. But we'll get there, and it's left me quite tired, and so I haven't really audio-booed very much. So I shall close now, though. If I shouldn't have had already, no, we're okay. And wish you a good day. And thank you very much for keeping me entertained with all the boos. I caught up with a load of them this morning. And thank you very much. it appears that my brain has stopped working, despite having been... I've been back on the caffeine now for a few days, but I'm trying to limit myself to one or two mugs a week, because otherwise I'll end up addicted again and it will go horribly wrong. And caffeine isn't actually that good for you. I shall stick with me fruity teas. Right, definitely going. Bye for now.